This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I recently read Dawn Drizzell's memoir, The Bread and the Knife, which is a memoir that takes the form of a food alphabet, where each letter is associated with a food experience in the author's life. The first chapter is called A is for Al Dente, and I was very struck by a story she recounts. She writes about her Italian grandmother, who was a wonderful, enthusiastic cook with very high standards for everything she put on her table. But even after decades of cooking, she claimed that she couldn't tell when the pasta was al dente, that is, when it was cooked to the ideal consistency. At a certain part, as she stood over the boiling pot, she'd yell to her granddaughter, "Pop, go find Pop." And whatever her grandfather was doing, he had to come to the kitchen to sample the spaghetti to pronounce that it was ready or that it needed a few more minutes. And of course, often the spaghetti became overcooked in the time that it took for him to arrive. Dawn Drizzell recounts, "This charade, as I used to see it, drove me and everyone else in the family crazy. What was the point of bothering him? Why couldn't the woman test it herself, for God's sake, or use a time, or let someone else do the tasting? It wasn't rocket science." My grandparents had been dead for many years before I understood that it wasn't about sense or convenience. It was one of the rituals of love. My grandfather was central to the meal, it said. He was indispensable. His opinion was valued above all others. Despite how thin-skinned my grandmother was, she repeatedly braved our ridicule to tell him these things. When I left home and finally learned what al dente pasta tasted like, I realized she had sacrificed her perfectionism for 60 years, to say in overcooked spaghetti what she could not put into words. Sometimes gestures of love don't look the way we expect. I found it wonderful to think that many years after this time had passed, the writer realized what she'd been witnessing all along. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.